Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, January 20th. Currently with fair skies, it is 18 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The wind speed is northwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.23. The dew point is 10 degrees, and the current wind chill is 10 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A lawsuit has been filed against the Topeka Police Department with claims of gender discrimination. Mark Wilson has more.
Three high-ranking female officers filed a civil suit on Wednesday in the U.S. District Court. Captain Colleen Stewart, Captain Jana Harden, and Lieutenant Jennifer Cross claimed they were passed over for promotions to Deputy Chief and Major, despite having more experience and education than the men appointed to these positions. The female officers claimed that no interviews were conducted prior to the decision being made to appoint a male candidate to the position of Deputy Chief.
The Homelessness Task Force met this week to address the needs of the homeless population in Wichita and Sedgwick County. They'll work with county and city leaders, Wichita Public Schools, local nonprofits, and more to raise awareness about the problem and better connect the homeless with resources. The group will also support current initiatives like Project Hope. And the task force said it plans to meet once a month for at least 3 years to target the homeless problem. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
25% of all fatal crashes are speed-related, which equates to 1 in 4. In Kansas, that means drivers maintaining a safe, legal speed could prevent more than 100 deaths a year. Higher speeds lead to reduced reaction times and more severe, even more deadly crashes. In an effort to save lives, law enforcement will be cracking down on those who are being a danger to themselves and others. Stop speeding, because on the Drive to Zero Fatalities, you are in the driver's seat. Sponsored by the Drive to Zero Coalition.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas lawmakers heard testimony on Thursday on the proposed school supply tax holiday bill that would put the sales tax at 0% on back-to-school supplies for 4 days in August, the first Thursday through the following Sunday. Under the bill, tax-exempt items would include clothing and clothing accessories that are less than $300 per item, school supplies and art supplies that are $100 or less per item, computer software that is $300 or less, and computers that are $2,000 or less. The bill is being pushed by Governor Kelly, and she spoke about it during an event in Wichita on Thursday, saying that apparently the bill already has bipartisan support within the legislature, and that's good news, as this shouldn't be a partisan issue. This should be an issue that brings everybody together to do what's in the best interest of our kids and our teachers. A formal affiliation between Fort Hays State University, North Central Kansas Technical College, and Northwest Kansas Technical College was unanimously approved at Wednesday's Kansas Board of Regents meeting. The three institutions have identified several academic and administrative pilots that they will use as proof-of-concept platforms to test ideas and identify best practices before moving to full implementation. The first three academic pilots will focus on agriculture, construction, and nursing, and the first administrative pilots will focus on admissions, marketing, advising, general education, transfer processes, and inter-institutional registrar functions. The presidents expect several organizational changes to result from this affiliation. The two technical college presidents will report to the Fort Hays State University president under the authority of the Kansas Board of Regents, while all other employees will remain with their respective institutions. The two governing bodies of the tech colleges will become primarily advisory. One change will likely include a new naming convention for the two technical colleges. NWKTC is expected to become Fort Hays State University Northwest Tech, and NCKTC is expected to become Fort Hays State University NCK Tech. Several things are not expected to change. All three presidents will continue to lead their institutions. There will be no effort aimed at closing any campuses or reducing funding eligibility. And they will also not seek to disrupt the core mission of any one institution. And the three presidents have no intention of moving forward in a manner that disadvantages any of the partners. Finally, each institution will retain its respective Department of Education ID and related funding structure, and individual High Learning Commission accreditations will remain in place for each institution. The next step involves presenting the affiliation plan to the Kansas Legislature within the next several weeks. Once in place, this formal affiliation will allow the parties to move beyond current collaborations and into a true strategic partnership, enabling the institutions to proceed with delivering on the affiliation's vision and goals. Governor Kelly announced that $44.5 million will be awarded to 9 service providers to extend high-speed internet to 18,468 locations in 15 underserved counties across the state. And this is the third and final award phase of the Kansas Capital Projects Fund, or CPF, Broadband Infrastructure Program. The CPF program provides funding to make broadband connections in critical areas of the state that lack access to high-speed internet. The $83.5 million total CPF investment, combined with almost $42 million in matching funds, will result in more than 24,500 homes, businesses, schools, healthcare facilities, and other public institutions being connected to fast, reliable internet for the first time. The targeted counties have as few as 5 locations per square mile, which until now has prevented providers from investing the resources needed to deliver a quality broadband option. The CPF grant program provides the funding needed to implement high-speed broadband in these areas of the state. Demonstrating the need and critical nature of the program, the Kansas Office of Broadband Development received 141 applications for projects totaling more than $600 million. And a total of 24 projects were funded. The grant program resulted from the U.S. Department of Treasury's approval of Kansas's Coronavirus Capital Projects Fund Broadband Infrastructure Plan. The federal CPF program is a $10 billion capital project initiative available to states, territories, and tribal governments under the American Rescue Plan Act. Grant awardees and communities that will benefit from the third phase of the Kansas CPF Broadband Infrastructure Grant Program include AT&T in Sedgwick County, Butler Rural Electric Cooperative Association in Butler, Cowley, Sedgwick, and Sumner counties, Cox Communications in Jackson, Shawnee, and Wapanese counties, Cunningham Communications in Mitchell County, GBT Rural in Pawnee and Stafford counties, Iowa Tribe in Doniphan County, Moak and Dial in Miami County, Nextech in Decatur and Saline counties, and WANRAC in Johnson County. In Nebraska news, a new bill introduced this legislative session would allow Nebraska school staff to physically restrain students. Senator Dave Merman is pushing for the change that has been debated by lawmakers for years, and this latest version calls for reasonable physical intervention to safely manage a student's behavior. ACLU Nebraska is opposing the effort, which it says students, parents, guardians, and educators have all voiced concerns about. The nonprofit said if the bill shields staff from any professional or administrative discipline related to their actions so long as they are reasonable, which is a term it never defines. The U.S. Department of Education has previously shared research from the Civil Rights Data Collection, and it said 75% of students who are physically restrained at schools have disabilities, and they make up 25% of students arrested and referred to law enforcement. It found students with disabilities are treated far more harshly than their peers, and the Civil Rights Data Collection said they're more than twice as likely to receive an out-of-school suspension. The U.S. Attorney's Office said a Holman man was sentenced on Thursday after avoiding tax payments for about a decade. Christopher Weaver, who's 49, was sentenced to 6 months of community confinement for willful failure to pay his payroll taxes, and according to the Attorney's Office, he will also serve 2 years of supervised release and pay a $100 assessment fee. U.S. District Judge John Girard has additionally ordered Weaver to pay a $10,000 fine. Investigators discovered that Weaver, the owner of Structural Enterprises and SEI Millwright Service, had failed to file a tax form and pay trust fund taxes from 2010 to 2020. Authorities said from July through September of 2016, Weaver collected over $92,000 in payroll taxes at one of his businesses, but willingly failed to pay it over to the Internal Revenue Service. Since being charged, Weaver has paid all payroll taxes due, according to the attorney's office. Authorities are looking for two people who allegedly stole more than $5,000 in cash and cigarettes from the Dollar General store in Cambridge and fled the state. It was reported that the theft was discovered Saturday morning when a vendor arrived to find the store closed. Furnace County Sheriff Doug Brown reported that an employee of the store unlocked the door and even clocked in before she and an unidentified second party stole the cash and cigarettes, which amounts to a Class 2A felony. He said the employee could be identified, but not the other person, and he said out-of-state law enforcement agencies have been contacted regarding the theft. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Ag Valley Co-op is proud to provide donations to local FFA chapters through a partnership with the Land O'Lakes Foundation and CoBank. And this year, Ag Valley Co-op awarded 10 donations totaling $19,163 through the Land O'Lakes Foundation and CoBank Sharing Success Program to FFA chapters. Ag Valley Co-op is honored to help each of the FFA chapters further their mission in producing the next generation of leaders. And the FFA chapters that receive donations are Arapahoe-Holbrook FFA Chapter in Arapahoe, Nebraska, Cambridge FFA Chapter in Cambridge, Nebraska, Eustis Farnham FFA Chapter in Eustis, Nebraska, Maywood FFA Chapter in Maywood, Nebraska, Medicine Valley FFA Chapter in Curtis, Nebraska, the North Platte FFA Chapter in North Platte, Nebraska, the Norton FFA Chapter in Norton, Kansas, South Platte FFA Chapter in Big Springs, Nebraska, Southwest FFA Chapter in Bartley, Nebraska, and Southern Valley FFA Chapter in Oxford, Nebraska. Ag Valley Co-op General Manager Jeff Kregel stated that the funds are donated to the FFA chapters in their trade territory to help develop the next generation of agriculturalists, as Ag Valley cares deeply about supporting youth involved in agriculture. Governor Kelly proclaimed January as Radon Action Month in Kansas, and through a partnership with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, Kansans are urged to protect their families by testing their homes, schools, and work sites for radon to minimize long-term health risks. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States and the first in people who have never smoked. The only way to know if you have elevated levels of radon in your home is to test. Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas that can emanate from soil and become a health hazard when concentrated inside a home, school, business, or other structure. And according to the Environmental Protection Agency, it is estimated that indoor radon contributes to 21,000 lung cancer deaths in the United States each year. Exposure causes no immediate symptoms and often goes unrecognized until serious health complications arise. More than one in four homes across Kansas have high radon levels. DeSoto, Eudora, Gardner, Junction City, Lawrence, Manhattan, Olathe, Salina, and Topeka have building codes that require new homes to be built using radon-resistant techniques, and more counties have adopted the modification to their building codes. Inexpensive radon test kits available at local hardware and builder supply stores and at your Kansas County Extension office can reveal the amount of radon in any building, as the only way to know if radon has entered your home or building is to test for it. Those with high levels can usually be fixed with simple and affordable venting techniques, and homeowners should talk with a certified radon contractor if high levels are detected. A list of certified radon contractors is available by calling the Kansas Radon Hotline at 800-693-5343, and more information about radon can be found at kansasradonprogram.org and epa.gov/radon. Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball coach Jim Cole reported that on January 19th, the Northern Valley Junior High A team boys beat the Paradise Wildcats 40-15 in Almena. He said the Huskies played one of their better defensive games of the season, holding the Wildcats to 15 points. All five Husky starters made baskets in the game, and Tate Talheim led the squad with 17 points. The Northern Valley A-team boys have an 8-2 record on the season. Coach Cole also reported that the Northern Valley B-team boys played their best game of the season, winning 29-16 over Paradise. Six Huskies made baskets to contribute to the win, with Peter Town, the leading scorer, with 8 points, and Ty Miller adding 6 points. The Northern Valley B-team boys are now 3-4 on their season. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having cavatini, tossed salad, pineapple chunks, garlic bread, and milk. And for Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be walking taco, refried beans, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be partly sunny with a high near 33 and a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour becoming calm in the afternoon. For tonight, snow is likely mainly after 4 a.m. and it should be cloudy with a low around 19 with a calm wind becoming north around 5 miles per hour after midnight. The chance of precipitation tonight is 60% with new snow accumulation of less than an inch possible. On Saturday, there'll be snow before 3 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m., and then a chance of snow after 4 p.m. with a high near 32. There'll be a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation Saturday is 80% with new snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 30 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour becoming southwest in the afternoon. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insects entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, there's a 40% chance of snow. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy with the high near 29. On Tuesday, partly sunny with the high near 28. On Wednesday, partly sunny with the high near 33. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with the high near 33. Currently, with fair skies, it is 18 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The wind speed is northwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.23. The dew point is 10 degrees, and the current wind chill is 10 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The wide receiver room was something all offseason that was a suspect of much scrutiny for the Kansas City Chiefs coming into this year, with the fact that Tyreek Hill was traded and new receivers such as Juju Smith-Schuster and Marquez Valdes-Scantling were brought in to fill the hole. And so far this year, the receiver room has created a lot of unity and has moved really well going forward. And Juju Smith-Schuster met with the media ahead of the playoffs. He discussed the unity in the wide receiver room and what each individual receiver seems to bring to the table and how they all work together to reach their best.
Like you said, like guys like KT, Sky, they're stepping up in a big role. You know, Miko's a great player, and he's helped us out tremendously, and he's still helping us out now, you know, getting the guys ready as far as, like, you know, the stuff that is carried for Miko. You know, guys like us, I think the chemistry is everyone just working together. It's for the number one goal, and it's to win the game and, you know, make it to the next round. So it's just nice that we have so many players to play different positions and still go out there and still perform.
KIN Sports.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice: physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapist.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. Right now, let's go ahead and get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We can expect more quiet weather across the state today. A few high clouds are drifting in, but by this time tomorrow, we'll see areas of rain and snow spreading eastward across much of Kansas. A winter storm warning has been issued from late tonight through tomorrow for Garden City, Scott City, and Tribune. This is where we may see 6 to 11 inches of snow. Surrounding that, 2 to 4 inches of snow possible, where a winter weather advisory goes into effect from Hays to Dodge City, Ulysses, on to Liberal. For northwestern Kansas for today, a slight chance of snow with temperatures in the mid-30s this afternoon. Snow increases tonight, Tarlow 21. In north central Kansas, freezing fog this morning with a high in the upper 30s, a rain-snow mix possible tomorrow. In northeastern Kansas, sunny today with a high in the low 40s, rain and snow tomorrow. In southwestern Kansas, mostly cloudy today with a high near 50. South central Kansas, our high will be in the upper 40s and will likely be in the mid-40s across southeast Kansas for today. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Livestock futures took the brunt of selling yesterday, and not because of spillover from each other. Live cattle declined due to weaker cash. Feeder cattle fell due to further technical selling. Hogs fell due to further cash weakness. Early this morning, stock futures in the U.S. were trading slightly lower, flanked by higher markets in both Europe and Asia. It has been a week of lower trading for U.S. stocks, partly due to weak economic data and some earning disappointments. March corn trading down 3 cents early this morning, challenging its 100-day average with more pressure from rain in the forecast for Argentina the next 2 weeks. Early this Friday morning, March soybeans are trading up about a cent, while Kansas City March wheat is trading down 4 cents. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Your local Zomatic dealer works hard to give you every advantage when it comes to your irrigation operations. This year, we're giving you a head start in preparing for the upcoming season by letting you choose between industry-leading interest rates and deep per-tower discounts on a new Zomatic pivot. The earlier you act, the better your deal will be. Better deals, better equipment, better season. Better contact your local Zomatic dealer today to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. See your local dealer or visit lindsay.com/springsale for full details.